Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem starts the day with a gentle breeze. Haifa sees a pleasant morning too, a great start for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just under an hour ago that Hamas is rebuilding its rocket launcher system in Gaza, while Hezbollah recruits new members in Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour that reservist Basal Swed died in an operational accident in southern Lebanon during a Golani Brigade mission. Also this hour, the Times of Israel describes frustration in Jerusalem and Beirut with Trump, complicating U.S. efforts to reduce IDF presence in southern Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News reports Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps issued a warning to vessels in the Strait of Hormuz about new transit rules. And finally, JTA shares that half of Americans believe the U.S. is too supportive of Israel, according to a new Quinnipiac poll. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avigdor Lieberman, a former Israeli defense minister, expressed sorrow over the death of reservist Basal Swed, posting just minutes ago. Naftali Bennett, former prime minister, shared his grief over Swed's passing, noting the nation mourns with his family. Also posting recently, Amichai Stein, a journalist, reported that an Iranian hacking group commander was eliminated during the recent conflict with Iran, writing just under 40 minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Walla report on regional tensions. Hamas is actively working to restore its rocket capabilities in Gaza. Meanwhile, Hezbollah is boosting its recruitment in Lebanon. This activity raises security concerns across the region and signals potential escalations. Turning to the operational accident in southern Lebanon, as reported by Israel Hayom, reservist Basal Swed tragically died when a military vehicle overturned during an operation. The incident underscores the risks faced by Israeli forces on such missions. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on the diplomatic strain involving the U.S., Israel, and Lebanon. Trump's plans to ease the IDF out of southern Lebanon face resistance from both Jerusalem and Beirut. This complicates U.S. diplomacy in the region and affects future military strategies. Separately, I-24 News highlights the IRGC's stern warning to ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's new shipping route rules aim to assert control over this critical waterway, impacting global oil shipping and regional maritime security. And finally, from JTA, the Quinnipiac poll reveals a shift in U.S. public opinion, with many Americans questioning the level of support for Israel. This could influence future U.S. foreign policy decisions regarding the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel's electricity prices rank among the world's lowest. The electric company aims to maintain its efficiency while ensuring fair compensation for its services. Separately, CTech covers YL Ventures' insights into talent retention in tech. Director Guy Cohen notes that companies prioritizing genuine care over performance metrics succeed in keeping elite talent. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the evolving real estate market, highlighting a shift towards AI-driven solutions post-conflict and with changing interest rates. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.